Ellie Goulding, Diplo, Sway Lee, Close to Me on the hit list on KMFM. We're on Twitter, KMFM official, 10 past 8. You're listening to Glenn, and last week I caught up with Yorkshire lad turned Kent resident, John Newman, on the phone just after he'd released his brand new single.
KMFM.
Can you see my house from where you are?
Hold on, let me look out the window. Do you live in the middle of an industrial estate with the big kind of beige-looking metal corrugated wall?
Yeah, that's it. That's actually the one. Got it.
I love what you've done with the place. It looks so industrial era.
Thanks. It's the future of architecture.
It is so good to have you back again with a banger on top of it, a banger to boot.
Right.
The new single, Feelings, out now. How does it feel to release John Newman music back into the world?
Well, good. I just did an interview, and do you know what? Actually, it's being noticed. This morning, I was on the radio, and my manager said, "You sounded so excited to be on the radio." And I was like, "I generally are." And I've just done another interview. She was like, "I can hear you smiling," and I'm so buzzed off this. Like, do you know why? Because I could feel it in my belly that this is the right tune. With the last promo run I did, I was stepping on like sinking sand. I was like, it was not real. Mm. It didn't feel like it was the right track for some reason. I don't know what it is.
And this one feels like the right track.
Something to do with space and energy, probably.
So from what I hear, your space and energy seems like it's all lined up
it's
track.
Fully aligned somewhere, heading ahead.
But I feel like you've delivered with this track, Feelings. We'll chat about that in a bit. So you were mentioning about other tracks. So you released Olay towards the end of 2016. Fire in Me was last year, wasn't it? Now Feelings. Now Feelings is out now. You're not going to disappear for a year after this one. I'd like to hope you're sticking around.
I'm well done with it. It makes me too happy when it goes well.
Good, I'm glad. And towards the end of last year as well, are you now a married man?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's it. She's ruined it for herself now.
What was the wedding like? Did you have the best day of your life?
Yeah, I genuinely did have the best day of my life. It was like, we drove away and I've got this old classic car. And I drove away and I actually felt like James Bond for the first time in my life. It was amazing, and it was just really surreal looking at this incredibly beautiful, charming woman sat next to me, and when I looked down, it looked like I had a tyre sat underneath my shirt, and I was like, how have I managed to pull her and then actually get married to her? Like, it was such a dreamy day, surrounded by wonderful, incredible people. The best thing about the whole wedding was, I told all my mental friends, right, lads, don't get smashed till about 1 a.m. when my mum's gone to bed and all that. My missus's family, that went down the gutter pretty quick, and it was like 8 p.m. and basically my mates from Rudimental had taken over the dance floor, and it became like this mental Ibiza club with everyone going psycho and my mum going, why is everyone being so weird? Like, I don't know, mum, leave me alone.
I love the fact that at your wedding performing was Rudimental, but I suppose you've got the address book so you can get the big names performing at your wedding. Was it just Rudimental, or did you have kind of a Calvin Harris DJ set?
No, I didn't pay them. They weren't good enough. They were both smashed. There was only one of them, and he was smashed. And the other ones didn't even stand behind the deck, so they weren't getting paid. No way. Nah, they're always fun to be around. They're my brothers, and Piers was one of my groomsmen and took me to a beef from a stag do. And, you know, they're part of my family, so it's always a pleasure to be around them. But yeah.
So you mentioned, obviously, you now live next door to the studio here in Kent in the big industrial container. You must have started getting, like, your favourite places in Kent now, or do you spend much time here, or is it just kind of living here?
Yeah, no, I do. I actually live fully in London, but my mum lives in Kent, and I'm there all the time, like a lot of the time. There's places we enjoy going, like Ramsgate, and we enjoy country roads and cars, and Canterbury. I went out there once.
What, on a night out?
Yeah, I ended up in a field having a fire at about 5 a.m. and then wanted to walk home, but it was too far.
I have so many questions.
I think it's a good night
now. But you ended up in a field with... I'll tell you what, let's just...
I wasn't by myself. Yeah.
And you weren't the one starting the fire, just John Newman in a field on his own setting fire to hay bales.
Kids never like fires. They're dangerous and you could hurt yourselves. I wasn't the one to do that.
The Hit List. KMFM. KM FM.
Still such a banger. John Newman, Love Me Again on the hit list on KMFM. 8:15, you're listening to Glenn. And John Newman is on the show tonight. Now, you've been in Kent for, must be around 4 years now. And judging by your stories of nights out that you've been telling me, you must have like a favourite Kent pub.
I'm not going to actually say my local one because I enjoy going there without...
You like the confidentiality.
There's loads of good places in Whitstable that I enjoy going. I don't really know the name of them. Probably like the Red Lion or like the Dog Inn or something like that.
Oh my God, what did I just say? That's the best joke I've ever come up with, randomly.
So your favourite night out is at Dog Inn.
At the Dog Inn.
Okay. Let's get back to music on that note. So Feelings is out now. What's to come in 2019? Are we getting the John Newman album in 2019?
I don't want to bore you, but basically I don't really want to release an album right now because I don't feel like the climate's right. I'm going to be realistic and humble as I always am and say that I don't think I've got enough fans and followers and reaction right now to do that. I feel like I've got to go through all the building blocks to build a house again before I invite everyone around for dinner, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And I feel like I've just... I've gone into one of my stupid analogies again. I feel like I've just bought a new plot of land, and that's the new era of me, and now I need to build the house before I invite everyone back around again. And that's going to take a little while. It's a tough old world out there, so yeah.
Well, not
I'm excited
one.
For the journey, though, and I feel like I'll appreciate every step. Towards the end of my last campaign, I started getting a bit tired, a bit like, don't want to travel, I don't want to do this, I just want to be at home and chill out and not enjoying it anymore. And I feel like I've got such a positive mindset.
I like
and a
that.
Smile on my face, and I'm really ready to go do some weird, exciting things that are going to entertain me, and I'm going to find great, and I'm meet some wonderful people, and travel the world, and do what music is great for.
And not being one to jump on board your analogy, but I feel like with this track, it's a great first brick for the house.
Yeah.
This is like a gold door that you've just put down. The foundations are strong.
Thank you very much.
I feel like you pulled off the analogy better than me. But yeah, Feelings, a big track. Tell me a little bit about how that kind of came together.
It's that whole thing, like with my music in general, I felt I was caught up in this weird web of like just working solidly in my studio. I've actually ripped out my studio in my house and put a driving simulator in there because I felt like I was just sat doing office work in my studio all the time. It felt like music had become office work and I was just dragging out the last bit of life out of me, and every time I get it, like using a battery that's only just been charged for a second. And then the second I've done it, I go to songwriters and I go to studios again, and every time I go, I'm taking my best, most inspired self with me and getting the best material. This song is basically about that process of sending that music through and not getting much reaction. And it was mainly a concept that was inspired by two things. One being my relationship. My missus doesn't know. She doesn't tell me straight enough. She doesn't, you know, go through that whole process. I don't really know where I stand. I didn't know how she felt about certain things and things like that. And getting to know her is such a big thing about it. And then that whole negative side of struggling to stand where people have made a decision on something, where they can tell you something. But just to sum it all up, before I'd sit there and write about heartaches, breakups and all that sort of stuff. But in general now, I feel like I've lightened my concepts a little bit and it's simplified them so that the listener can feel more involvement instead of it being so like describing a room I'm sat in or the process I've gone through. I feel like the listener's like, well, I don't have that in my house. I don't have this. I can't relate to this. So hopefully it just relates generally a bit better than I have in other places before.
Okay, just to take kind of two steps back there. I was going to say that was a great description, but two steps back, you ripped out your studio to put in a driving simulator.
Mate, you should do it at work. It's amazing. Maybe. It's changed my whole life.
As in like a...
But the neighbour don't like it because it makes this sound that goes... and she knocked on the door and she's like, oh, sorry, I just wondered, what's he doing in there? what's he building?
Surely it should be soundproof if it's in a studio.
Got rid of that, it takes up space.
Wow, a driving simulator in Whitstable. if anyone ever doesn't want to go on the road, just knock on John Newman's house and jump in his driving simulator. You're all right with that, aren't you? Send the people of Kent round.
Temporarily for the next 3 minutes, yes.
Okay, well, quick people, go. John, it is so good to have you back. I am so glad that we're playing this track on the radio because it is an absolute banger. Can I get you to introduce it on KMFM, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, this is John Newman and you're listening to Glenn on on KMFM, and this is my brand new track, Feelings, and I'm so, so excited. Thank you all so much.
You gave a warning, but you never give the signals that I'm wanting.